9:31 is our time, and it's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internis. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Brian Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift from Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. Good morning, Dr. Vandegrift.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking today about transient ischemic attack. You may have heard this as TIA, referred to more often probably. Basically, it's a mini stroke, which is somewhat alarming. Everybody talks about strokes, but you hardly ever hear anybody talking about these mini strokes. What exactly is this mini stroke? How is it different than the stroke that we're all more familiar with?
So a stroke is what you are familiar with, the weakness. I think we've talked in the past about this campaign called the face, arm, speech, time. That's
right,
fast. Face is facial weakness. The arm is arm weakness, facial arm. The speech is speech difficulty, and time is time to call 911. So I recently saw a patient that had those same symptoms of that, couldn't speak, was speaking garbage and didn't make sense, and the patient didn't realize they weren't speaking clearly, but the spouse was able to pick up on that and say, wait a minute, something's not right. And they were transferred to the hospital, and luckily this was not a stroke. And so this is what's called a TIA, and oftentimes it's referred to as a mini stroke. So they have the same symptoms as a stroke, but the difference is a TIA, those symptoms will go away within 24 hours. From a clinical standpoint, the difference is with a stroke, you actually have damage to the brain tissue, but with a TIA, there's no damage that occurs.
But it's still something that folks should take very seriously, right?
Absolutely. It's still caused by the same conditions. And the studies show that if you have a TIA, then you have a high likelihood of having a full stroke sometime in the next 1 to 2 years if the cause isn't treated.
Okay, and so the cause is, this is a lack of blood flow to the brain. Am I right about that?
Typically, it may be a blood clot, or it may be a piece of plaque. So when you have TIAs, we look in the carotid arteries in your neck to see if there's any plaque buildup, that maybe there's a little piece that flew off and went to the small blood vessel in the brain that caused that. If you have that buildup, then you see a surgeon, have that buildup removed, and then that decreases the chances of having a stroke. It could be because you have an irregular heartbeat that you didn't know about called atrial fibrillation, and the heart had a small blood clot developed in the heart, and that blood clot went up and into the brain. Those are probably the two major causes that we look for.
We're talking about TIAs, also often called mini strokes. Now, you just mentioned plaque. Every time I hear that, I'm starting to think that the causes of that, which probably is for a lot of things, but I'm always thinking when I hear people talking about, doctors talking about plaque building up in your arteries, people being overweight, not getting enough exercise, obviously when you get older, high blood pressure, tobacco smoking, these are the causes for these mini strokes as well?
Absolutely. Those are the same risk factors. So family history, people over age 55, people that have high blood pressure, diabetes, and smokers. And that is the, we can't change our family, we can't change our age, and we can't change our other medical problems sometimes, but we can change our other risk factor of smoking. And that is probably the number one risk factor for heart disease and stroke is tobacco smoking. And that's something that's easily treatable. Stop smoking.
Well, at the start of the program, did you say somebody actually came into your office showing these symptoms, and you sent them to the emergency room, or were you referring to another instance?
No, this was they had those problem at home and went to the ER, and they followed up from an ER follow-up. And
okay. And
this is something I like to, when I'm seeing things in the office, I try to bring something out of real world that I'm seeing and discuss those in our talks.
Now, if someone notices this and then suddenly they feel better, because in many cases the symptoms can go away quickly, they should still, even though they're feeling fine now, shouldn't they go see some kind of medical help?
Absolutely. If you have those symptoms and they get better, come in, see your family doctor, let them know that you had these symptoms so they can do some studies, check the brain to see if there's been any damage done to the brain, check the carotids to see if there's any blockage there. You might need an EKG to see if you have that irregular heartbeat.
Mm.
And so, because if we don't treat the cause, then we don't have the ability to prevent this from happening again.
Interesting. Now, if we go through this and I try to my best to lose weight and get my blood pressure under control, is there any kind of medications we can take to help fight this?
Baby aspirin is the first line.
Wow.
In fact, we sort of recommend a lot of different people to take a baby aspirin just as a primary prevention. And if you are on a baby aspirin and have these symptoms, then there's other medicines like Plavix or dipyridamole that can be added to that regimen to help prevent having a stroke in the future.
And speaking of in the future, if you have one of these, that probably means that you're very susceptible to having another one in the future.
That's right. So that's why you want to identify what the cause is, because those are symptoms of a blood clot. Well, we got to find out why the clot happened and identify what the underlying cause is. Then you treat the underlying cause, and that would greatly reduce the risk of it happening again.
TIA, transient ischemic attack, basically a mini stroke, folks. If you notice any of these symptoms, do seek help immediately. And remember, if you don't have a health care provider, you can always go to Strand Urgent Care on International Boulevard in Myrtle Beach, just over right down from the Intercoastal Waterway. And they are open 7 days a week providing urgent care. Or you can call them 843-945-3030.